Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time presented by Pelican Brewing. Hard Hops. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hard Hop-infused hard seltzer and experience your hops differently. I'd love to try that. They're actually fantastic. Great for on the golf course.
Hard Hops
on the boat.
Are gone.
Oh, they're so
people
good.
Are
they're buying them up, but no, they don't exist anymore. What are you saying? They sold
up,
out,
buying them up. The ones we got from our friends over there drank. They're gone.
Yeah, I got to get some.
We're loving those hard hops.
They're fantastic. Somebody chiming in saying, when we tease a surprise guest, does that mean we don't actually have a guest? Joke's on you, buddy. Joke is on you. We actually have a guest today.
Absolutely.
Whoa!
Hooray!
Hey.
Swagalicious.
We figured, you know what? This bastard wants to take 3-day weekends, and we're gonna go ahead and we know he's gonna be away. He's already texting us tennis takes.
Yep.
Joining us now is our esteemed producer and the host of Golf in the Northwest, Jason
hey.
T. Swigard.
First time on the ticker.
First time as a ticker
for
guest.
The golf host.
Yeah,
good
morning.
So.
Morning, boys.
Are you naked right now?
Oh.
No. T-shirt and workout shorts.
Oh, okay. All right.
No underwear, I bet.
No. We're free-flowing.
How does it feel to be a steroid supporter, and do you care to defend your rationale on a 1A, 1B in tennis?
I'm just following your lead, so.
Well played.
No, dude, I wanted to bring, I know you're off today, and we have, like, a big show tomorrow. I wanted to get you on in all seriousness because, you know, you're hopping on during golf things. We give a lot of takes. You host a golf show on the station every Saturday at 8 a.m.
Well, and by the time tomorrow rolls around, nobody's going to want to talk about it. It's already old news, so you won't have a chance.
That'd be fun to get you on the horn. We know you're awake. What do you make of Scotty, 4 majors in the same amount of time as Tiger, and just what he did this weekend at the Open?
It's pretty remarkable. And you start to read, you go in and see all these stats and all of these lists about the accomplishments that he's done in the last 3 or 4 years of his career with the majors and his win percentage and his top 10 and top 25 win percentages. And you start to see they are short lists. And the other names you see are Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Ben Hogan on these lists. And that's it. And so when you start to do that, you have to take notice. This isn't insignificant. It's not a 1-year thing like when Jordan Spieth, I think it was 2015, he had his year. Guys burst onto the scene. They go nuts. David Duval got all the way to number one and then fell off the face of the earth. So the fact that he is showing the consistency week in, week out, the win percentage year to year. And if you go back, and he had such a slow start because he had that hand injury, broken glass at Thanksgiving or whatever, believe what you want to believe. But had he not gotten a late start, he might have been more in contention at the Masters and more in contention early on. He might have another win or two this season. And so he does it in a very different style than Tiger, though. It's not dazzling the way Tiger was. It's not eye-popping. It's just precise. It's probably more in the realm of Jack Nicklaus than it is in Tiger Woods, what he's been doing of late.
It's interesting. I want to ask you this, Swag, because you bring an older perspective to the show of remembering things that we don't. Like Tiger doing what he did in the early 2000s is something that I obviously remember, but I wasn't, you know, I'm 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm not watching every second of a golf tournament on a Saturday and Sunday. You know how dominant he is. When he was running away from the field, what was the viewership experience like for you? Did you enjoy watching all of it, no matter if he's at Pebble and up by 15 strokes? And do you feel the same way about Scotty? Because I did find myself yesterday, and I have in other championships that he's won, where you're appreciative of how great he is, how dominant he is, but there's almost an aspect of it's boring because it's so fairway green, two-putt, fairway green, two-putt. There's no risk of a double bogey. He never brings big holes or, you know, big scores into play, and you kind of turn it off on the back nine, or you go for a walk, or you leave the house because you know it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I remember the 2000 U.S. Open Pebble Beach and just being just transfixed and mesmerized that he brought an athleticism to golf that we did not see much of prior to that. It was highly skilled, at that point, and you had all sorts of, you know, different body types and shapes, and but it was more a skill, a highly honed skill. And while Tiger had that, he was able to add athleticism to it and just bombing away and doing things, and you were transfixed by, and you knew that the game of golf was going to be changed, and then you just saw him do it week after week. He had all this athleticism with the precision and the skill of all these other golfers, and it took 10 years, probably 5 to 10 years, for the rest of the field to catch up to him. You don't get that. Scotty's got the precision. It's amazing. You look at, you know, the most uncomprehensible stat, which is shots gained, mm-hmm. which still nobody can explain to me. But he's number one on tour this year in shots gained off the tee, on the approach, you know, and overall. So the only one he's not quite there, he's like 20th in putting. And that's the one piece of his game that he's continued to tinker with. And when he putts, and I think he missed one or two putts inside of 10 feet at the Open Championship, when he's making all of those putts, that's when he can just put a 4-5, he can, you know, 4-5-6 under every round, and it just compounds on you. And the fact that he had 3 birdies and a par at the 16th Calamity Corner and everybody else was blowing up there, I think he goes and strategizes and he's like, okay, where are the hardest holes? Where are the holes that are going to catch everybody and everybody's going to make a big number? Let me eliminate the damage there. And he works and strategizes his rounds backwards in that way. And that's kind of what Tiger did too in his strategy.
Final one for you, Swag, because we're against it. You keep screaming at us behind the glass.
Go, go,
go, break. Are you laughing about that, you sick bastard? Last one for you.
He's got his long balls out, hanging out at home.
I swear if you wear those pants tomorrow. Is it good or bad for the sport, in your opinion, to have a Scottie Scheffler? It's a great field right now. It has been for a few years. Is it good for golf to have another dominant golfer, maybe not Tiger 2.0, but of similar nature?
It's good because if he starts to creep further and further into the Tiger records and he's going against history, and that will draw more outside eyeballs. Wait, I thought we were told nobody could ever approach things that Tiger did, and now somebody might be on the verge of being able to do it. That will draw the casual crowd in.
Over, under, if I set it at 9.5. Do you take the over?
God, it's a lot of majors.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the fact that I think I'm going to go over.
Wow.
Only three guys ever with double digits, by the way.
That's crazy.
And Walter Hagen was in 1929. I understand that.
Yeah. But I look at him, and other than the weird freak hand injury, he keeps himself in good enough shape, but he's not ginormous. He's not bulking up or doing, you know, in the gym constantly like that. His personal life is certainly nothing that seems like it would infringe upon his ability to sustain this or distract him or anything that we've seen from other guys, especially Tiger. I don't see where he can't be consistent and pick off a major once a year for, right, you know, the next decade or so. So the biggest issue for him is just going to be, how does he ever reach a point where he feels like he's done everything he needs to? He's not obsessed with beating Jack in the same way that Tiger was. He's incredibly competitive, but I think it's internal and it's inside of himself to compete with himself and be as good as he could possibly be. But if he ever gets to a point in his mind where he says, this is as good as I'll ever be, this is as good as I can get, And then I just wonder if he moves on to whatever's next in his life.
He's going to go play baseball. If he can stay away from the Perkins waitresses and keep the seven irons out of his windshield, he might have a chance.
Well, stay away from the Navy SEAL training.
Exactly.
I think it'd be good.
That would help, too. Navy SEAL playing on torn ACLs, all that stuff impacts it. Jason Swigart, he is the host of Golf in the Northwest every Saturday morning. He's a big fan of the show. We thought, you know, we'll bring him on. We'll give him some airtime.
There you go.
Enjoy having your balls out the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Swag.
I did. I enjoyed the Kiwanda Cream Ales on the boat in Hood Canal over the weekend.
You. Look at you.
Damn right you did.
That's how you hit. That's how you tickle a sponsor right there. He knows what he's doing.
He's about to go tickle something else. Let's get him off the horn.
Right. See you later, Swag. We love you. That's a great giggle to end that one. The Daily Ticker, as always, is served up by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops, Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer, and experience your hops differently. Jason Swigart making his guest debut on the show. We did actually have a guest. This was an idea. It wasn't that we couldn't find somebody.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
The boys this morning had Jason Swigart on for the Ticker.
He hosts the golf show. I thought, you know.
Well, in his defense, I did want him to have a chance to talk about it, too, because when you texted us yesterday, I'm like, by the time he gets back on Tuesday, we're not.
That's kind of, yeah. It was the other
Nobody's talking about Scottie Scheffler tomorrow.
Guys, can I get 2 minutes of Scottie?
Scottie Scheffler will not be in the conversation on the show again, probably until the Ryder Cup, if at all.
When's the next big golf tournament?
Ryder Cup will be big, but that's in the middle of football season, so how much do we actually talk about it? I don't know. So there you go. There's your moment of Scottie Scheffler. We still got a lot to get to. I can't wait to talk about t-shirts. What about you guys? Next on The Fan.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.